You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm so happy and thrilled to be at the 95th annual convention for the Texas FFA. And my guest today, Taylor Morton, who's a public relations manager over at Justin Boots. Hey, Taylor, just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So everybody knows Justin Boots. So the brand needs no introduction, but I'm excited to hear more about, you know, why come to this convention, why it's important. Why is Justin Boots here?
Absolutely. So Justin has been a sponsor of the Texas FFA. I'm not exactly sure how many years, but a while. We guessed about 40. I'm not exactly sure that that's right, but somewhere kind of in that, you know, between 10 and 40 years, somewhere there. And we just love Texas FFA. You know, we're the title sponsor of this event. It's so exciting for us to be able to come to an event like the Texas FFA State Convention and honestly kind of put our mouth where our sponsorship dollars are and get to interact with all the kids and all the teachers. And yeah, so we love it here. Yeah.
So you personally, like, when did you learn about Texas FFA?
What did I learn about Texas FFA?
When?
So I learned about Texas FFA when I was in high school. I actually was born and raised in Fort Worth, just a few miles down the road. And
last year's convention, I was there, Fort Worth.
Yeah. And my high school didn't have Texas FFA. We didn't have an FFA chapter. So me and a few of my friends actually tried to start a chapter when we were sophomores in high school. And we didn't have the advisor support, so we didn't get it done. So really my intro to FFA was working at Justin, which I've been with the company for 7 years, and I've gotten to attend a lot of FFA state conventions. But really, I mean, that was my intro to FFA.
What's one of your favorite parts about coming to convention?
The kids, no doubt. I mean, I'm sure that's the answer
that's
from
the
everybody,
theme,
right?
I'm just saying.
It's the kids and the energy. I mean, my very first Texas FFA state convention that I got to attend with Justin, the kids are just beyond spectacular. I mean, the energy that they have, they're intelligent, they're polite, they're well spoken. I mean, you just can't get better kids than Texas FFA students.
Yeah,
I'm
seeing it, and I see it, and I don't know if it's the like level of maturity, the leadership, the professionalism. Like, so Justin's is, as you mentioned, title sponsor, obviously putting the dollars behind the brand and everything else. Like, for maybe some other individuals, and talking to, let's say, the corporate leaders out there, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives that watch this show, why should other brands be thinking about, you know, representation and being at a conference like this?
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, one thing that's important to us is that Texas FFA students are the future leaders, right?
Yeah.
And one thing that we kind of joke about, but it's not really a joke in our office, is, you know, hey, you guys go ahead and come graduate and then come work for us. Come work with us. Because like I mentioned, I mean, these kids, they're so well-spoken. They're leaders. They just excel in everything that they do. And those are the kind of people that you want working for you and with you, right? I was, you know, say in our office, I would rather hire attitude and character than skill any day. I can teach you how to do a job, but I can't teach you those, you know, work ethic and character, like I said. And FFA has all of that. So
let's spend a little bit of time. I want to pivot a little bit here and learn more about Justin Boots. Like, what's on the horizon for it? I mean, many know the brand, but it's not every day I have the PR manager on the
line.
Like, tell us a little bit more about the brand and maybe the vision going forward.
Yeah, so a little bit of history. We've been around since 1879. We started in Spanish Fork, Texas. So yeah, we're a heritage company. We're a legacy company. We also own Tony Lama Boots, Nakona Boots, and Chippewa Boots. So we have four big legacy brands under our umbrella, which is a lot of fun to work on. Something really big that a lot of people don't know about Justin is that we're actually about to launch an apparel line.
But you heard it on Mission Matters.
That's right. Okay. So if you go by our booth at Texas FFA, you get to see a little sampling of the denim and the apparel and bomber jackets and women's dresses and jewelry that we're adding into our brand portfolio because, you know, we treat ourselves like a lifestyle brand, not just a boot brand. And so we're trying to expand the product offering that we have as well.
Oh, that's so interesting to me because to see the evolution of, as you mentioned, legacy brand now to lifestyle brand, which it always was, if you think about it, because it was always functional, like in the past shoots, right? But now you're also in the clothing.
Yep. We're really excited.
That makes so much sense. How important is online and digital going to be for that?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Online and e-com. I mean, it's a portion of our business, and it's going to keep growing and growing into, you know, a bigger portion of our business. So
I feel like especially looking at opportunities when we think about the Texas FFA members and the, as you mentioned, always recruiting, always doing things like that, like recruiting that, I'll say it, that young blood into digital and into this, like everything's becoming a tech job.
Yeah. I mean, digital matters. I think, you know, anyone who's under, I don't want to put a certain age on that, but under a certain age or in a certain demographic, they know e-com, then they want e-com, and that's how they shop. So, you know, part of being a legacy brand means that you have to honor your history and heritage, but also find a way to move forward into the future. And so that's something with a bigger importance on e-com. I mean, that's really big for us.
How does a brand like that, like, move into that lifestyle for apparel? I'm just trying to even wrap my head around this. Like, that's a big deal.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of focus groups early on, right, about what do people want, and especially with denim. I mean, there's a lot of big competitors in that field already. Yeah. There's a lot of big players. And so we had to be sure that the look was right, the fit was right, the feel was right, the material was right. I mean, the price was right. I mean, all of the above, right? So we did a lot of research and focus groups, and spent a lot of time doing that before even developing. And then now that it's developed, and I will say, I mean, the jeans are only going to be about $50 a pair. So the price is definitely right. Yeah. You know, our distribution is right. And so we're excited. Yeah. We're really excited.
No, that's awesome. I'm going to have to go down there and check it out.
Yeah, come on.
I haven't been able to get out yet, but I will. Like, I got to go see.
And then I will say from there, I mean, denim's kind of first, and we have some outerwear and apparel, and then slowly adding more and more. I know that women's jeans is on the horizon very, very, very soon. Ladies' dresses were just introduced, and I know we have more coming soon. So we're excited.
Oh, that's awesome. That's exciting. Yeah. Well, really appreciate you coming on the show today and taking some time out. I know it's busy.
And also
happy to break some news and get to see about this apparel.
Absolutely.
And everything else coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely.